She showed up bright like a knight, wearing tennis shorts made of stripes. Hand in hand to the girls, say we got it right.
Hey Saul,
what up?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing very well. It's good to be back.
It's great to be back.
I will say I've missed you. I missed the pod life, the life that we have here.
Boy, we sure are living the dream here on this pod life.
But yeah, it's good to be back. I'm excited to be back. Lots of stuff to talk about, as always.
Yeah.
But yeah, how are things in Colombia? Give me a temperature.
I don't want to, because then you're going to say, oh, we just had 2 snow days, and we're going to have another one tomorrow. So, no, I'm not going to tell you the temperature. Okay. It's the same as it is every episode. It's hot.
It's hot. All right. Well, yeah. We have been blessed with a winter wonderland. After several teases early in the winter of potential bad weather, we finally got the snow that we've been waiting for. So yeah, tomorrow will be day 3, but that's all I'll talk about it. I'm done.
Good. Because we've got more important things to talk about, because it's Digital Learning Day.
The DLD.
DLD.
Is it DL Day, I think, I saw?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Did you get your loved ones anything special for Digital Learning Day?
No, but I did share an app with my wife today. Other than that, because since we didn't have school, it's kind of a sad Digital Learning Day. And actually, on the schedule, if we would have had school, well, nobody would have been there because it was a parent-teacher conference day, so... but I like
it
to say,
matter anyways.
Every day in my class is Digital Learning Day, or I try to make it. So there you go. Maybe next year.
Well, on that note, why don't you start us off with what are you doing in there? What tools you got to share with the people tonight?
Well, I've as far as the language arts classroom goes, we as a class have been doing a lot of writing, essay writing, and you know, as far as the bells and whistles, the cool new apps and tools, it's been pretty standard, just, you know, Word documents and submitting them to Edmodo, but that is just kind of part of my life as a teacher. I'm also a coach in 2 different arenas, one being basketball currently, which we are getting near the end of the season, but I'm also the Scholars Bowl coach, or sponsor, if you will. So I've been spending a lot of time after school with these 2 groups, and I think there's some cool things that I use that maybe other people out there who do the same things or maybe could use them in their own activity, sponsoring, etc. But I just want to share some things because it's a little different than what we normally talk about, but I think they're very cool and useful and helpful for my job. So. The first one I want to talk about, and this is a very general one that a lot of people can use, I'm going to bring it up here through Air Server. Whoops. I'm sorry. It's been a while, you know, so it'll be.
I thought the drum roll was going to go on a little longer. I thought it was going to get you there.
That just made me more nervous. Can you see that?
Yes.
We see a KU, a beautiful. Okay. So what I have been using in the last couple of days, because we haven't been at school and I need to communicate things with my kids, is the web tool or in this case an app for Dropbox. Essentially, Dropbox is just cloud storage for documents, pictures, video, up to, you know, it's kind of depending on the space that you have available, that space that you've paid for. You know, you can upload as much as you want to and then share it with other people. I know a while back I mentioned the programming day at our school, the day of the Hour of Code that we did. And any teacher who signed up to do Hour of Code got free 10 gigs of Dropbox, so that really helped me out for what I use it for. I use it to share videos, whether it's game film or practices or stuff that I want to share with kids. I upload it here, and then I can just send a link to their email. All the kids in our high school have their own Google accounts, so I just send it to their email very simply, and then they can access it from their phone, from their iPads, which they all have as well, or from a computer at home. So I use Dropbox a lot of in that way. You know, in the last couple of days since we've been out of school, I've been able to show for our upcoming opponent, show some video from the past very easily straight to them. Also for Scholars Bowl, we sign up to get practice questions every week from a service out of, I believe somewhere here in the Midwest. I want to say it's in Kansas City or St. Louis, but it's somewhere nearby. But anyway, this company sends out questions to us constantly, send it to my email, but then I just upload the PDF that the kids can get, and they access it through, I load it up through this Dropbox. So, and then they're able to access it again on their phone or their iPad or computer at home. So it's really simple to use. You can sign up for free. And I'm not sure exactly how much space you get starting out, but it is pretty ample for if you're just sharing documents now. Because I have video on here, it eats up a lot of the storage, but it's still just a great way to, and safe way to get things out to whomever you need to do that. So, that is Dropbox.
I've always been a big fan of Dropbox. I use it all the time. I think it's 4 gigs to start out with when you sign up for the free account. Right. But I'll have to look into that. But yeah, such an easy way to get files out to students. That and Google Drive are both awesome cloud storage resources that I love using.
Very good. All right. To you?
To me. All right. You ready for this?
Bring it.
All right. Screen share. That was what I want. Can you see this?
I can. Is it Glean?
Glean. It's Glean. Glean, I found the other day and reviewed it for the Roundup, and it is an absolutely awesome resource for science and math class. And on here you can find tons of videos, not just from YouTube, but from Khan Academy, from all sorts of online video lessons. They've got them all organized and cataloged here. So if you are, say, a geometry teacher, and you click on geometry, and you're looking for something on lines and angles, super easy to find. The videos are broken down by standards. And then you've got the video, but on top of that, you've got a Q&A forum where you can...
Hello?
Question is, there's 3 other people watching who can help. So, hear me? Saul?
Yeah.
Did I cut out?
You did, but then it brought you back. All that I missed was given in a very rapid fire, like a little catch-up of your voice, so that was all at once.
Okay, good. So anyway, it's a great resource for finding videos. And each video, they have like categories down here. Like, does it have humor in it? Does it have hands-on activities in it? What sort of components are in the video as well? So you can see real quick, like, oh, this is something my students would like. And they, once you start liking videos or disliking videos on here, they have an algorithm that finds recommendations for you. So they have others that, like, this is highly recommended for you. Maybe these aren't as recommended for you, but that they cover similar topics. In case you need other videos on the same thing, then you can go to them here. So, awesome. Really awesome site for finding video lessons for the maths and sciences. And I really love the Q&A that you can, like, imagine you assign it to your kids and they're all watching at the same time and they could sit here and ask each other questions and discuss the video while they're watching it. really cool feature that I like a lot. Wow. So that is Glean.
Math and science, they have all the cool stuff. I'm always jealous of the stuff that you find for the math and science. So that's a good one. I will pass that along to my coworkers, definitely.
Do it.
Okay. Back to me, I suppose. Now, a couple of other things I've come across are you seeing any air servers? Try this again. There we go. You see my note to tell people about Glean.
Got it.
A couple apps that I have here that I've used a lot. This first one I'll just touch on briefly because it is kind of, I guess it's, you know, strictly for using for basketball. But they have a lot of these for different types of activities or sports. Oh, what is this? The Warriors and the Western Centurions.
Game time!
That's weird. Now it's black. It says air server not responding. Anyway, let's try this one more time. What is the deal? Maybe, Well, let me just talk briefly. iScore is basically an easy way to do stats for in-game for basketball, and it's a $10 app. It's kind of pricey because I think it works so well and it's easy to use that they know that compared to the other stuff out there as far as tabulation for an actual game, it's much better than everything else. So I'll just put the word out there if you're a basketballer. I think they have iScore for all sports. It's very, very useful, very easy to use, and after every game, as soon as the game's over, my stats, I can just email them straight out to the kids so that they're able to access them and see, you know, their personal stats or the team stats and the opponent stuff. So this stuff is just from when I used to help with basketball in the early 2000s when I was teaching, and, you know, the stuff that we used then, the way that, and compared to the way we use it now, is just, it's so much easier, and to get stuff available to kids is a lot easier too. So, and also I have something similar to this for Scholars Bowl as well, where I just can keep tabulations on how well the kids are doing, what kind of questions they're answering, and, you know, can kind of keep record of that so we can practice those areas too. So, for any coach of any kind of activity out there, you know, there's all kinds of these statistical or, you know, these tabulation keepers, I guess, that can help you just, you know, keep up with your team and to give them a better idea of what they're doing. So I will recommend that. Another one I use is from the website. It's called Huddle. And Huddle, again, is available for all sports as well. And it is just basically you are uploading the video to your account, and then whoever receives an email with a link or to share it, they can go on and see. Probably not going to let me load. I'll have to update it or log into stuff now. But essentially it's just a way for anyone to view game videos or any kind of videos that you would have that you could pass on to your players or parents. That, you know, I know there's a lot of kids who want to put together highlight reels of themselves that they can send out to colleges and et cetera. So I would highly recommend Huddle. Wish I would have been able to pull something up for you to see, but yeah, it's just another really easy way to get stuff out there to kids, and they can get the app for free on their phones or their iPads, and they can just, you know, it's the cool thing is like as soon as a game is over, soon as an activity is over, kids can access their performance through video or just the, you know, the spreadsheets of stats and numbers and stuff. So I highly recommend iScore and the company Huddle. They do a great job, and they're always updating and making changes if there needs to be. So those two things are great.
Yeah, that's so much better than growing up. We had, you know, the VHS tapes and like trying to fast forward through all that game footage or whatever to find one little thing, and so much easier now.
It's still, and it's like, you know, like having iMovie or something where you can, you know, you can just so easily cut the clips and put them into a folder where, you know, this is all offense, this is all defense, and the kids can just go in and see that. I mean, that kind of thing's been around for a while, but now it's so much easier and faster. So yeah, it's immediate. And even like if you're friends with another coach and you want to say, you know, they want a video of a team they're going to play, you can share it immediately. And it's, you know, you don't have to drive. I used to have to drive to like Emporia or somewhere far away where we had to share videotapes that way, cause it was faster than through the mail. But now you can just not even leave your desk. So
yeah, it's nice.
But all right. What do you got?
I got a... Hold your horses, Saul. I've got the World Data Atlas. Can you see that?
I can.
Boom. Awesome resource for social studies and history class, or even like statistics in a math class or government class. They've got pretty much every data point ever for every country in the world. So if you click on a country, then you get a quick breakdown here at the top, but then you can also look at all of these other everything, agriculture, transportation, health, every type of demographic ever. And then if you click on one of those, get your data. It's nice. You can export it. You can embed it on another site. You can view that country's ranking compared to the rest of the world. You could do a direct compare with another country if you want to. Basically, anything you could conceivably do with the data, you can do here. And they've got every type of data point imaginable for all the countries. So, awesome resource for history, social studies, those types of classes. That's the World Data Atlas.
Very cool. Nicely put together with all that information right there. I like that. You don't have to search through an almanac or something to find all those little tidbits.
Yep, all super easily organized, easy to access. Even elementary school students would have no problem finding information there.
Awesome. All right, do I have time for one more?
You have time for one or two more if you want to. I got one more over here.
And this is on my iPad as well, and I haven't been having much luck with it, but we're going to try this one more time. And this is out of my area of expertise. This is something I came across as a free app that I thought that I would share with some of my co-teachers. The app is called Little Big History. Are you familiar with this?
I am not.
Okay, well, let's share my screen here. It's been too long. I'm just so slow.
We're a little rusty. We're brushing off the winter ice.
Are you?
Thawing out.
Are you?
Okay. No, I'm sweating like I always am over here.
All right, let me bring this up here so this you can see this again. Work for them. Okay, we have Little Big History. This is what the app looks like, and it last time I checked, it was free. And basically, I was showing this to my Scholars Bowl kids. I'm not sure how to describe it, but it's essentially the timeline to end all timelines, because you can divide it, if you see up to the left-hand corner there, in the big history, the cosmos, Earth, life, humanity, just... You can kind of break it down as finely as you want to and see all of these, you know, the events for a specific time period, but you can also get very big in general if you see along the bottom the Big Bang, cosmos, person, life, animals, etc. But it is just a condensed timeline of everything that you could possibly think of. You see now we have earthquakes, storms, famines, etc. And it provides an easy way, kind of like what you just showed us with the data atlas, I believe it was. It takes you, you touch on the screen and it brings up, you know, all this information, and it's all very, very well put together, but there's a little bit of everything that you would possibly need to know, and just related information to it, that, or links back to Wikipedia or other sites that you may, if you want to read for more information. But I think timelines are so cool, especially for social studies and that kind of thing. And kids can build their, create their own through different apps and sites. But I thought this was just a cool, cool little timeline of everything, if you will. So.
Yeah, that looks really awesome. That is great for exploring history, and yeah, like you said, for social studies class.
It's a little busy. Awesome. It's a little busy just because there's, essentially everything.
Everything of recorded history that we know.
But it was cool, and it was free, and it's a thing that those teachers would always use or always have in their books or something, but just a different way to present it with a little more info. So that was a good one. Little Big History. All right. Take
nice.
Us home.
All right. Grand finale? You done?
I'm done.
Ooh. Okay.
That's the last.
Well, fellow co-host, can you see that?
Stoodle?
Stoodle! Someone knows what you need, someone needs what you know. This app was created by a couple of high schoolers and a college freshman out in California, I believe. But it's basically a collaborative whiteboard. And so you can set up your whiteboard and send out the link to it, and then your teacher or peers or anyone can join in, and you can chat with them via text, and you can also chat via audio if you've got a microphone. And then you can draw stuff, you can add pictures, you can add text, all the stuff you would expect you could do on a whiteboard, and explain concepts to each other, ask questions, whatever you need. But it's a really cool way, and you don't even need to sign up for an account. You just sign in, send out the link, anyone can join, and you've got a collaborative digital whiteboard going on for free. It's great.
Cool. I like the sites with little degree of difficulty, and you're just able to get on and go and use it and share it. It's the user friendliness. Always a plus when it's that.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one of my new favorites. So easy to use. I love you don't even need an account. It takes you 30 seconds to figure out, and it's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, what else do we got? Anything?
My dockets are clear over here. I've crossed everything off. What do you got?
Not a lot. I'm just teaching 2 days this week. I'm just trying.
Oh my God! You said you weren't gonna bring it up again.
I'm sorry, but
I don't think you are.
Really looking forward to this semester of podcasts. I'm looking forward to all the guests that we're gonna have and all the cool stuff we can share.
Yeah, there's gonna be some good ones.
I don't know if I told you or not, but I am officially going to South by Southwest EDU in March.
Yeah. We'll have to do a podcast from there.
I thought about that. I will be there on a Wednesday, so we won't have to break our schedule, if you will. So
nice. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But until next week.
Until next week, it's a pleasure being back. Good to see you again.
Yeah, man.
Let's get us out of here. Here's to the 2014 Mid-Coast Tech Fest. Woo!
Sing me songs and you spread your wings.